The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. We have never lived in times like this, when so many things are happening around the world. The convergence of so many crises around the world, seemingly at the same time. Just to mention a few things that's happening in the world, and our nation, or at least seems to be on the verge of happening. Could we be on the verge of a Great Depression in the United States and the entire earth? Proliferation of sovereign debt crisis? We just may be on the doorsteps of the collapse of the world's reserve currency, the United States dollar. We have been printing trillions and trillions of U.S. dollars to prop up collapsing U.S. real estate, the imploding U.S. debt bubble, and the faltering U.S. economy. Revolution sweeping the Middle East, and we have the big earthquakes in recent months happening in various places in the world, causing tsunamis and a nuclear meltdown crisis in Japan. We also have the exploding global food prices and shortages, as well as exploding oil prices, and the potential of global inflation and perhaps even hyperinflation. Then there's a growing mistrust of all governments. Then when you think about the weather, the increase in storms and how severe they are, the torrential rains and flooding and loss of life, you begin to realize something is wrong. Things aren't the way they ought to be. We could say this earth is a dangerous place to live for many reasons. The upset weather makes you fear for your life. The weather alone makes this earth an unsafe place to try to survive. But we have to add all the other evils we know is out there. Terrorism, the rapists, the murders, the drug addicts, plus the many other evils we are living with. And we will mention a few. Divorce, live-in, disobedient, respectful kids that haven't been reared and taught. Many doesn't even know whom their father is. Then you consider the sickness and disease, which seem to be on the increase, and one that most all of us fear, that dread disease, cancer, plus the wars that we're involved in and the fear of wars, plus the financial problems plaguing our nation and the world. My friends, all the evils should make us wonder what has gone wrong. We should be able to figure out why we are living in a cursed world. You should hear and listen to these words. We are living in a cursed world. This earth is cursed. We certainly could not call all these evils blessings. You may wonder why a loving God doesn't intervene to stop all these tragedies. Now, why doesn't he? He could, so why doesn't he? Is there a reason or a purpose for God to allow all the suffering and tragedies to happen? The reason this earth is cursed is because man has turned his back on his Maker. I've brought that out many, many, many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, and I hope that someone is out there listening. Turning our back on our Maker began in the Garden of Eden, when Eve was deceived by Satan, and Adam decided to disobey God at that time as well. So that's the way mankind started his society, by deciding for himself, led, swayed, and deceived by Satan the devil. Satan's way looks better to the human mind and eyes. His way is a way of get, and the human race lacks the way of get. That way of life is as far from God's way as the east is from the west. The way of get has driven man to commit all kinds of evils that we see in the earth today. So why doesn't God stop all the tragedies? Why does he allow so much suffering in this world? These are questions that you need to think about, and God gives us the answer. And he begins to give us the answer in Isaiah 59, beginning in verse 1. This is especially for the United States and the British people, aimed at us, and it is for the world, for that matter, if we would only listen. Isaiah 59, verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. God is telling us that he can save and that he could and can hear. That is, if our heart, our mind, and our attitude and our actions are deserving of God's time and God hearing us. Notice verse 2. God tells us why that he doesn't hear us and that he doesn't rescue us. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. God tells us very plainly why he doesn't hear. He tells us very plainly why he allows this earth to go on suffering as we are. Verse 3, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perversity. God is telling us that we have learned a destructive way of life, and that we have been on that path ever since the Garden of Eden, and that we're still on that path. And he tells us in other places that that's the path that we're going to stay on, because we will not listen. Verse 4, no one calls for justice, and that means divine law, my friend. That means God's way of life. Nor does any plead for truth. Yes, indeed. Do you hear anybody in our nation pleading for truth today? No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. Does that sound like the nation that you live in? Does that sound like the world that we live in? They hatch vipers' eggs and weave the spider's webs. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed a viper breaks out. God is telling us that our way leads to death. And he says we're all caught up in that way, at least to some degree. Verse 6, their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. God is telling us that our way will not deliver us. He also says our way is the problem. Yes, he tells us that it is our way that has brought all of these curses upon us that we are living with and struggling to survive in. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their path. There is a mindset of evil, and God is describing that and describing some of the things that we do because we have developed that mindset. Verse 8, the way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. Yes, no divine laws in their way, no standard to live by. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Is there peace in the world? Is there peace in the home, in the marriages, and in the family? You can answer that for yourself, can't you? Verse 9, for justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We look for light, but there is darkness, for brightness, but we walk in blackness. Things keep going downhill, is what God says. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. In other words, there's no vision, and there's no standard to live by, and no vision for us to come out of our problems. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. Yes, any time that we make a decision, it seems to backfire on us anymore. We are as dead men in desolate places. We all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. Yes, we murmur and we complain, but we don't want to change our way to make things better. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. God is speaking to Israel here, the United States and the British people, and he's speaking to us of the way that it will be in the end time. And we're certainly living in the end time now. He says that our transgressions are multiplied, and it doesn't surprise you to hear anything anymore. Verse 13, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. God says we deliberately lie and deceive. Verse 14, justice is turned back and righteousness stands afar off. For truth has fallen in the street and equity cannot enter. God is describing our way of life. And I ask you, my friend, who can you believe today? Verse 13, for truth fails. Why does truth fail? Well, because there's no truth out there. God says it has fallen in the street. No one thinks about truth and justice, it seems. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Yes, if you depart from the way of this world, from Satan's way, you certainly are setting yourself up to be talked about, to be ridiculed, to be shunned, and so on. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. I can tell you, God is going to send Jesus Christ back to this earth very soon to bring justice to this earth. Due to the fact that the human race has decided we want to live our way, and our way is Satan's way, the way of Gat. Although man is deceived and doesn't realize that his way is Satan's way, man thinks that he came up with his way all on his own, and he thinks his way is right. Proverbs 16, verse 25 says this, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." And that's the way that we have chosen to live our life ever since the Garden of Eden, is the way that seems right to a man. And as I said, being enticed and swayed and led by Satan and deceived by Satan to live that way and to think that it is the right way. We should be smart enough to see that our way is leading to death. Do you like what you see in the world? Do you like what you see in the nation? Do you like the economic problems that we're living in? There is cause and effect, my friends, and we need to wake up and realize that. Our way is leading and driving mankind to the brink of annihilation, just as Christ said it would. But before we come to the brink of annihilation, we bring a miserable life on ourselves. And that's exactly what we have done. In Matthew 24, Christ spoke of events that would be happening just prior to his return. In this chapter 24 of Matthew and other places in the New and in the Old Testament, Christ described how it would be in this end time. Verse 21 of chapter 24 of Matthew, "For then there will be great tribulation such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no nor ever shall be." My friends, as I said, you have never lived in times like these. You haven't seen it like this before. And it is getting worse, and it is going to pick up momentum. Verse 22, "And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." Christ is telling us that things will be so bad, will become so bad, that no flesh would be saved. He is telling us that things aren't going to get better unless we repent and turn to our Maker. He also spoke of the fact that many evils would befall us, the house of Israel, in the latter days. We are in the latter days now, and we are witnessing these evils. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, if you would like more understanding as to why this world is in severe trouble, we have a couple of articles that you should request. Free of charge, of course. "Why Does Mankind Suffer and Nations in Decline?" That's two articles. "Why Does Mankind Suffer and Nations in Decline?" All you need to do to receive those articles is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or go online, log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and may God help you see and understand that you need to change your way of life.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.